A no longer secret model railway habit is one of the inspirations behind a new version of the proto-sci-fi ballet Coppelia. Playwright Stella Feely's contemporised version, written for choreographer Morgan Runacre Temple, begins a national tour this week. At the home of her husband, Max Stafford Clark's Out of Joint Theatre Company in Holloway, the London-born, Donegal-raised playwright told Culturefile about the beauty myth and the rarefied attractions of Boone, Iowa.
The original Coppelia is a ballet written in 1870. Music's by Delibes, choreography Arthur Saint-Leon, and the libretto by Charles Nuitée. And the story is that of an eccentric toy maker and his beautiful doll. He is obsessed with the doll and wishes to bring her to life. But not only that, there's a young man in the town who is engaged to be married to the beautiful Swanhilda, and he's become infatuated with the doll. He sees her in a window, and one day he decides that he's going to declare his love to her. But it's also the day that Swanhilda decides that she's going to confront her love rival. Anyway, all sorts of comedy chaos ensues from this scenario. In our version, Dr. Coppelius is a Svengali Simon Cowell / Howard Hughes type. He's the a cosmetic manufacturer and is the creator of a famous beauty soap, sort of like Lux or Camay in the 50s, called Coppelia soap. And the face of that soap is a very beautiful woman called Coppelia. And but what the public don't know, who've been buying the soap in its truckloads, is that Coppelia is actually a doll. He brings her to the county fair, to open the county fair. He's so arrogant and believes so much in the reality of his creation, he can actually bring her into the public eye, so long as nobody comes near her. And all goes well until basically her battery winds down. And then they find that Coppelia, this famous model, is actually a doll. So suddenly these kids are in terrible, terrible danger because Coppelia is a millionaire by the mere fact of this product. But he's also obsessed with his doll too. We've set the ballet in Boone, Iowa, in 1959. Boone is a city in the township of Des Moines, and the population is 12,600 people, and the population in 1970 was 12,400 people. So it's very much a rural place. It's a vast place. It's agricultural, and I just thought, well, and there's a very famous county fair there. So I just thought about this really eternal, tiny city where people pretty much stay at home. And so the idea that people move out to the city, it just doesn't happen. People stay and they stay on their farms. So I like the idea of these really small town people, this beautiful model coming in, people falling in love with her. They hadn't, you know. And also if the laboratory's on the outskirts of town, people don't really know much about it. So it was the idea of a small city in a big country, and the idea of her sort of national fame in a huge country interested me.
So how did you end up in Boone?
My husband is a model train fanatic. He collects...
This is Max Stafford Clark.
Max Stafford Clark, my husband, yeah. He collects model trains. And his model... And we have a train set in our house. The room is a tiny little room, which I was always wishing would be my walk-in wardrobe or even a guest room, is Max's train room. And his train collections from the 1940s up to the 1960s. And it's set in Vermont. It really, really is quite spectacular. So he's always talking about the various train lines, and he has his own train line called Norfolk Coast. Oh, he'll kill me now for talking. It's basically like talking about your secret, you know, porn stash or something. But yeah, it's Max. That's Max's secret. He's got a train set. And so it's him talking about the train line. And I think there's still like a vintage, there's like steam railway that runs there. So it's that sense of the trains in America, the expanse. Yeah. Fortunately, I've only ever been to Vermont and New York. I've just visited it through his train obsession. Yeah. How we first started talking about it was looking at images in magazines, in that every image that women, young and old, are airbrushed. And I talked to Morgan about an incident that I'd had 2 years previously in a New York department store. I just happened to be looking at this serum, Tracy Martin's firming serum, and this woman came up and tried to sell me it, and she said, would I like to try? And I was like, no, I was just really looking at it. And she was saying it would really help you. Now, in New York, I often find that people are terribly impertinent in shops. So you're holding up a pair of jeans and then somebody will say, come over and say, sorry, madam, she says, but they do have them in a larger size, that sort of thing. Or if you're looking at an eye cream, they'll say, that's very good for the lines under your eyes. So in this sense, this woman was sort of having this similar conversation with me. And then she pulled out two pictures. One was of Kate Winslet and the other was Diane Van Forstenberg. And they're completely airbrushed. And she said, they use this and look at how beautiful their skin is. I said, but you're showing me airbrushed photographs. Sure, Kate Winslet's nearly 40. She's a mother of three kids. You know, and Diane Van Forstenberg, she's 70 if she's a day. They're both gorgeous women, you know, don't get me wrong. But I said, you cannot tell me that this cream is going to make me look like them, because they don't even look like that. Anyway, that was the beginning of that conversation.
What did she say?
Oh, God. She just started stammering. And because I'm Irish, then you kind of backpedal on yourself. Like, I nearly bought it just because I felt so bad about ruining her day. But I said, well, maybe you're right. You know, I did backpedal because you just, as an Irish person, you just can't be that rude.
Stella Feely there, and Ballet Ireland's Coppelia begins its national tour at the Helix in Glasnevin tonight, before crisscrossing the country and playing everywhere from Galway to the Gaiety Theatre, and in the process passing within 10 miles of your door, I'm betting. Search Ballet Ireland Coppelia for more.